This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
About 300,000 Chicago Public School students are due back in classrooms today after more than a year of mostly remote instruction. Teachers have long to-do lists, including finding ways to support those who missed out on lots of instruction. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigad visited three elementary schools last week as teachers and principals were preparing for the new year.
Before welcoming students this morning, Disney Magnet School Principal Kathleen Speth spent her days last week making sure her two schools were ready. She leads an elementary and a high school, both on the north side. It's been an emotional time for her. She shed a few tears speaking in front of her teachers.
And our home hasn't been full for 15 months, but we're home. And so, welcome back home, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. Let's give ourselves a hand.
After a long and exhausting last school year, Speth wants to motivate her teachers.
So what we're going to do is we're going to write down what are our dreams and what are our celebrations.
Last year, most students stayed remote and teachers were unable to get through all the material covered in a typical year. At many schools, attendance and grades dropped as students struggled with the effects of the pandemic. National data shows students are behind academically after more than a year of pandemic learning. The losses are most severe among low-income and Black and Latino students. And that's the majority at CPS. Some teachers disagree with the notion that students suffered learning loss, but most agree students missed out on some areas. To tackle the gaps, schools are putting in place strategies as the school year begins.
Our focus is that personalized learning, back to saying, okay, rather than here's what you don't know, here's what you know, and here's where we're going to move you.
Speth is doing what CPS wants its schools to do, to focus on what's known as acceleration instead of remediation. The district itself has raised alarm bells about potential learning losses.
Remediation is a strategy that points backwards, and acceleration is a strategy that points forward.
David Steiner heads the Institute for Education Policy at Johns Hopkins University. In remediation, children are pulled aside and taught lessons they've missed. That means some seventh grade students, for example, could be possibly learning sixth or fifth grade material. And that, Steiner says, doesn't work. One, you're stigmatizing students and they are missing out on regular instruction.
Which means, of course, that they'll just be further behind because they will have missed crucial teaching in those core subjects.
Acceleration is the opposite, he says. It's about
what must we teach children in order for them to access next week's lesson, next week's grade level lesson. In other words, we're gonna say to ourselves, look, the past is the past. We cannot possibly teach them everything they missed.
Standard 7 says participate.
Arasuela Elementary, a mostly Latino school on the southwest side, a group of four teachers is huddled around a table. They're planning out a schedule for the coming months so they can accelerate students in the way Steiner talks about.
So then we want to focus on what students can do. It's more of, okay, you know how to do this. Now let's move on and do the next step.
Teacher Patricia Orozco Rosas and her colleagues taught first grade last year to about 65 students. They are moving up with their students to second grade starting today. Orozco Rosas says, yes, last year there were lessons they didn't get to cover.
In math, that comes to mind would be geometry. That's one of the things that that we definitely didn't get to.
So they have to figure out which essential skills to teach and which ones to skip so students will be able to do second grade work.
So we focused a lot more on addition and subtraction with our first graders. And from that, in second grade, we know that there's regrouping that they have to learn. So that's why we wanted to make sure that they had that down.
Steiner says accelerating students successfully isn't easy. Orozco Rosas agrees.
It's a lot of scaffolding, a lot of finding ways to help that child achieve and be at grade level. The thing that we are nervous about is finding enough time to cover all of that.
Time for planning, Steiner says, it's something teachers need to accelerate students or move them forward. and they can't do it all. Teachers need to reduce the number of learning goals they try to cover in a year. The school district also should use the same curriculum across schools and make tutoring available for students, he says. CPS spent $135 million developing a curriculum for all grades it just released this summer. But other schools already have their own curriculum, including Disney and Azuela. CPS is planning to hire 850 tutors, but it didn't say how many are on board so far.
Hi, how are you?
At Dewey School of Excellence on the South Side, first grade teacher Jasmine Porti Haywood says her school will be using the district's new curriculum for math and social studies.
When you have this school teaching high standards and high expectations and curriculum that's very appropriate for the grade level, and then you have this school who may not be teaching that or may be having teachers to make up curriculum, et cetera, et cetera. Those students do not get a fair and equal education.
Dewey, which enrolls mostly black students, struggled with attendance during remote instruction. Enrollment has declined over the years, and the school just got a principal a few days ago, one of several who have led the school since the spring. Porti Haywood says she'll be focusing on grade-level material and small group instruction to try to bring students up to speed. She says her students missed out on a lot last year, something she realized when she returned to in-person instruction in the spring.
Just because they're looking at you through the computer doesn't mean that they're grasping. Just because the work is even correct don't mean that they did the work.
Porti Haywood wants to be optimistic despite the struggles at her school and the fact that the school district is without a permanent leader. She says she'll try to close whatever learning gaps she finds more aggressively than ever as the school year begins today. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEC News.